Hello and welcome to another edition of Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, on the 26th of September, Swiss citizens will be voting on the introduction of gay marriage in Switzerland. Now, while Switzerland is likely becoming one of the last countries in Western Europe to introduce same-sex marriage, it does actually have a history of gay activism that started quite early compared to other countries. So today, we're going to take a look at one particular chapter of that history, a magazine called Der Kreis or Le Cercle. So, Dario, in this Pride Week as well, let's take a look at that magazine. What was that all about?
Well, Der Kreis, or The Circle in English, was a Swiss gay magazine that was published from 1932 to 1967 in Switzerland and even internationally. It was a joint project in the beginning of a woman called Laura Thoma from the Zurich Lesbian Organization and a man called August Bambula of the Gay Men's Eccentric Club, also in Zurich. And originally it was published under the title Friendship Banner and then simply called Human Rights before it took the name Der Kreis, which means the circle.
And so what topics did the magazine cover then?
In the beginning, the magazine covered mostly lesbian issues, and that was because lesbianism wasn't criminalized at the time, unlike male homosexuality, which was criminalized in Switzerland at the time. So we're talking 1932, of course, no longer today. But by 1942, most of the lesbian editorial staff had left, and the magazine became exclusively focused on gay male interests. It contained news, short stories, poems, photographs, illustrations, and reports on scientific research. So all the things that make up a decent, good magazine, right?
A decent, good, solid magazine full of all the things you would expect. Yes. Okay, so what was the circulation, though, of the magazine?
In 1942, the magazine's bi-monthly circulation was around 200 copies, which doesn't sound like much, but remember, we're talking about a gay magazine in the 1940s. By 1957, it had increased to 1,900, including 700 subscriptions throughout Europe and even the United States, which was quite a feat at the time. It was the only gay magazine that continued publication through the Third Reich and the only gay publication that was available in Europe during the Second World War. The magazine was even published in multiple languages. Originally, it was written in German, but then a French section and later even an English section was actually added to it.
Now, it all sounds very, you know, say modern and freewheeling, but let's take a look at the censorship. Now, were the authorities concerned about the things that were going in this magazine?
Yes, they actually were. The Swiss publications were censored for much of the duration of the magazine's publication, so they were reread and basically corrected and censored. But the editors were noted to have evaded censorship of racier texts in the English sections, which the censors at the time weren't able to read. Right? It was a different world. Not everybody was speaking English. And so the Swiss censors, they didn't speak English well enough, or they didn't have the staff to censor the English sections of the magazine. And that's where how they sort of circumvent some of the censorship. But overall, the magazine contained quite little risque content. The editor-in-chief actually at the time wanted to promote a so-called high-minded vision of homosexuality that valued friendship over sex. So there wasn't a lot of sexual content to the magazine at the time.
I can't help wondering if the censors, I mean, we are talking back in those days, if the censors may not have been fully aware of what the magazine was all about. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe not.
You know.
Maybe not. I didn't dive into that section enough, but maybe I could maybe do some Swiss up one day on just censorship in Switzerland and the different ways and types there were.
That will be interesting. But obviously, as you mentioned earlier on, it stopped publication in 1967. So what happened to it?
Well, this strategy of not having so much sexual content in the magazine actually led to the decline of Der Kreis. It lost its popularity as younger gay readers were more inclined to buy Scandinavian publications that published pornography and nude photographs. Sex sells, right? Also nothing, at that time.
Nothing changes.
And so the last issue was published in 1967, the last issue of Der Kreis, and there hasn't been any other issue since then. But the legacy of Der Kreis remains as one of the most important gay magazines of its time, and only, interestingly, the only ever gay publication that included editorial content in three different languages.
That's so probably still true today, isn't it?
That's still true today. And if you're interested, if any of the listeners are interested to know more about Der Kreis, there is actually a docu-fiction picture that came out in 2014 that is called The Circle, that tells the story of the magazine with reenacted scenes, but also with archive pictures and material.
Okay, so they, you know, it's important enough to make a movie about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was important okay. enough in 2014, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.